Welcome to Marketing Like a Mother, a podcast made for mumpreneurs by mumpreneurs. Each week, we're diving into mum-approved business and marketing strategies to help you grow a profitable and family-friendly business. Today, I'm your host, Michelle Pourvert, and I'm chatting with my friend Paige Brunton, who is a queen of all things Squarespace, and it's actually a big part of my beginning entrepreneurial journey. So this is a beautiful moment for me to introduce you to one of the people that actually brought me into this whole world. I feel like it's very full circle. So before I gush too much, Paige, do you want to give a proper intro and then we can dive into all things web design and the world of websites that has just revolutioned my own life. So I'm really excited to talk about
Of course, absolutely. It's so thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me. So, in terms of website design, I was not a person who ever expected myself to be a website designer. I had studied something completely different and then moved abroad to Europe to be with my then boyfriend, now husband, and realized upon landing in a country where I didn't speak the language that I wasn't going to get a job anytime soon. So I was thinking about what can I do on the internet? And this was, before COVID and before it was like a thing to have a job on the internet. So there was a lot of crying some tears on my couch and really struggling to figure out how the heck you run a business and try to find clients across an ocean and all those sorts of things. So anyways, I did eventually figure it out. I figured out how to run a successful web design business, and then I actually created a course on how to create websites yourself because I booked myself out with too many clients, or it just had too many inquiring that I was like, I need a more scalable offering. So I started then doing a course on how to build your own fabulous website, which then all those students started asking me, well, how do I run the business from that? How do I make money from that? How do I like work with people outside of my family and friends? That's when I realized, oh, they all want to know how you run a business as a website designer. So I also created another course on that, which Michelle has been in. So yeah.
Ah, that's beautiful. And I mean, it won't be a surprise to any longtime listeners that Paige's whole story of being an expat and figuring out how to make money when you live in a foreign country is very similar to my story as well. I'm curious, when you first moved, you moved to Germany, right? When you first moved
Yes.
abroad, how did you find those very first clients when you were in a country where you didn't speak the language?
Yep. Okay. So the first thing I did was I went on Etsy. I feel like a lot of women think of this. Go on Etsy. Like it's a place, it's less competition than Google. So I'll try that. That was my thought. So I went on Etsy and I realized from that there was very low pay on average and very high fees. And I was like, well, this is not fantastic. So I posted some design work on a platform called Dribbble. And some like a few of my past site designs I had done from like clients on Etsy. And then in like web design agency got in touch with me. And then they were like, hey, you do some great work. Want to work for us? And I was like, well, I don't really know how to get clients myself. So yes, I do want to work for you. And so I did web design products for them. They weren't like my ideal client. I literally one time created a website for like a rock band and a retirement home. So like not my vibe. But anyways, I did them. So this agency was getting me clients, but I was really thinking, I was like, okay, I need to figure out how to do this myself because I'm just a contractor for them. Like there's no guarantee or anything. And there was a lot of web designers who were just using that. Like only the agency was just filling them with clients. And I was like, I need to figure out how these bunch are getting clients so I can go do it myself instead of just being dependent on them because the timelines and the schedules weren't my favorite thing in the world. And also the pricing was not fantastic because I was only getting like a fraction of what the actual project cost. So then I actually took a course. I took B school at the time, which is not at all web designer specific, but it is like a kind of more general how to run a business type course. So it was very helpful. And it talked about marketing strategies. And one of the strategies it talked about was blogging. So I was like, cool. Every podcast which I had listened to, everyone was like, I started my business from blogging, and blogging was like so great for my business. And I was like, okay, well, if everyone's saying it, I'm just gonna do it. So that was how I started blogging. I started organically ranking in Google for how to pick the right Squarespace template and similar type of things. And so then traffic came to my website. Those people read the blog posts. Some of them went to the services page. On the services page, it had like the booking inquiry, like book a call with me. They started booking calls, and I miraculously started getting clients through the internet. So that was kind of the strategy which actually like worked for me. I will, however, say, because the second I say I blog to get clients, people are like, well, I would hate to write, or I just can't. Okay, no problem. You don't need to just do that. Like, I do realize that that does not work for anyone. And there are many different marketing strategies, which you can do, which I'm happy to chat about if you want to.
Yeah, well, I think that's really relatable to a lot of people who are in that early stage of like, okay, I see how other people are getting clients, but how do I do that? So I think you obviously picked a strategy that works really well for you with blogging, and it seems to keep working really well for you. But yeah, let's dive in a little bit of when you are, you know, figuring out how to start getting the word out there that you have something to sell. How do you recommend actually figuring out the strategy that's going to work for you?
Okay, you ready for this? So yeah. I was asked this question so many times, and it's actually kind of specific to every person. So mm-hmm. I literally created a quiz on it. So if you go to pagebrunton.com/quiz, you will find the which client finding method matches your personality type quiz. And that would be the place to go. And it will shoot out an answer on exactly the type of thing which is going to suit you. So the questions are going to ask about, I don't know, a variety of different things. Anyways, go do the quiz, and truly, like, that will shoot out, and this is right for you, Michelle.
I love it. I think that's such an efficient way to answer that question.
Yeah.
So we were kind of chatting a bit before we started actually recording about particularly web design as a business model and as a like type of business, mm-hmm. particularly for those of us who aren't naturally like web designers by like passion. What would you say to people who are like web design curious?
Web design curious. Often one of the things that people come into my world is because at some point in some job or their husband or a friend needed a website or something. And I was like, well, I'm, you know, young enough and I roughly know the internet. Like, I can probably figure that out. And then they start, you know, Googling and researching and trying to figure out what are the different website platforms and which one can I use and everything. And oftentimes once people go into a website editor and start playing around with it, they just have a ridiculous amount of fun. And that's exactly was what happened to me. The reason I even knew how to build websites, I should clarify, I did not study this. Mm. I have no degree in IT, tech, marketing, business, anything. Do not have that. I studied recreation and leisure in university. I have a master's degree in that, so I'm very good at fun.
Hey, that's kind of applicable.
Yeah, not really. It's applicable to, you know, resting in your off time of work. Where was I going with this? Yeah, once people go in, so I had started a travel blog and just, I wanted to do a blog. I was reading other bloggers' websites and I was like, oh, that's so cool. I want to do this. And then I realized I have to build websites, and I started Googling these different website building platforms, picked a few to try, tested, just went on the free trial of a bunch of them and loved it so much. And honestly was giving my blog a like redesign more often than I was actually blogging about travel, which then made me realize, well, maybe I should be a website designer. That was like the extent of my very professional education. So just so you know, listening to this, if you're like, well, I didn't study tech in college, even though kind of wish I did now, that's also totally fine. And it's not a prerequisite for actually being a website designer these days. But yeah, if you're web design curious, I would say go to, both Michelle and I love something called Squarespace. If you go to squarespace.com, you can sign up for the free trial. It's free for a couple of weeks. You can extend it actually for forever, the free trial. And yeah, it's just really go in there and see how you like it, I would say, is the first thing. The second thing I would also say is about every half year or so, I host a bootcamp. It's called the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp. And the bootcamp is for those of you who are web designer curious. If you're like, that sounds like a cool business, but I don't actually know if I could do that, and I don't really know what that would entail to run a business like that, then the bootcamp is 3 days. The next one is coming up on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. We do it live. It's an absolute blast. We have such fun in there. We have some amazing trainings on what you need to know, like basics of starting a web design business. We talk about process and keeping your projects on schedule. We talk about finding clients as a website designer. So we can kind of go deeper after you figured out your like quiz type and everything. We can talk more specifically about what to do. So anyways, definitely if you are web designer curious, you know, come to the bootcamp. We'll put a link in the show notes for where you can register and everything. But
yeah, it's a really fun event. I've been to many of these, and I think it is really helpful because it's not like the bootcamp isn't a bootcamp to get you in the course. It's really to help you try on this business model and see how it fits. Like, I really think that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
So if you are kind of curious, this is a good way to like really try on, okay, do I like this kind of project? Do I like this kind of way of managing my time? Can I picture myself in this? I think it's a really helpful way to kind of see it, maybe even more specifically if you've started in another industry. Like if you are a VA or if you are like creating kind of small things on the side when you've got your kids in that time and you're like, how can I build this into something else? I think the boot camp's a really great way to dip a toe and see what it could look like.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who are like doing graphic design or virtual assistants or copywriting, and they often get asked like, hey, can you do the same on my website? Hey, by the way, do you know a website designer? And they realize like, kind of giving away a lot of money if I'm not also doing the web design project. So maybe then a lot of people feel intimidated. Like I could never realistically do that, but I hope by, again, my story of being like, I literally didn't study that and I just Googled it. Like it can be learned and it doesn't, again, college degree, not necessary.
Yeah, I think one of the big things that scared me initially with web design was the idea of like all the coding and the technical piece. And, you know, this is something that you and I know about Squarespace, but I would be curious to hear your take on if you need to learn to code, if that's a prerequisite to get paid good money to make websites.
Heck no. No, you do not. No, I am a brutal coder. So if you know how to, one, you pick the right website platform. So on something like WordPress, I would suggest knowing, like, being able to work your way around some code, because there are some complicated things on that, very complicated things on that platform. But if you choose a platform like Squarespace or Showit or, you know, some of the other Wix, for example, there's a variety of different ones. There's ones which are way easier without needing to code anything. There are also hacks. However, if, for example, I did in one or two situations, I was like, oh, actually, the client's asking for something. I could hack it or I could code whatever. So I would like go and buy a plugin for $20 to do the thing that they wanted it like done. And I didn't need to actually write any code. I just need to buy a plugin for $20. So, but for the most part, I can actually say as a website designer for small business owners, they typically want to be able to manage the website themselves after you hand it over to them. And so if you fully custom code this thing, they can't maintain that. They can't deal with it later. And so they are actually not going to be happy with you if you custom code this thing. And so oftentimes, actually, if clients did ask me to do something where I knew like, that's going to make it harder for you to maintain this thing, I would tell them that and be like, I can do this instead. And then like, it's still within, you know, the capability of Squarespace and everything. And therefore you're not going to have any problems keeping this up yourself. And they're like, oh yeah, please do that. And also in my contract and like details and everything, it's like, yep, what's included in this package is like what is within the bounds of what's possible within Squarespace. Any custom coding work is like not included. And again, but if it's like they wanted something, I knew I could buy a plugin for $20. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll just add that in. But anyways, so yeah, it's not, I can tell you, I'm not the most confident, like really, really not great. And even now, more and more things keep coming out, which make it easier. So say there's something called, what is it called? Square Kicker, which makes specifically coding on Squarespace. Like instead of writing code, you just like click things and it does what you want basically. So yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of ways around it. And as someone who has learned a bit more about coding, it's a lot easier than learning a second language as an adult, but it does take time to kind of wrap your head around it. So I'd say if you're pressed for making some money, bringing in like new clients, that's not the priority at all. I think that's really, if you wanted to like elevate things, really go another level, that's where you would start to look at it. So if you're in the dipping the toe stage, you don't need to stress about it.
Totally. Actually, I think that's totally true. And that's something which people do all of the time. And I think that they're definitely doing it in the wrong order is like, oh, I want to be a website designer. I need to learn how to code. I'm like, not really. You need to learn a website building platform because no one is actually custom code, like writing code for a website these days. Like it would genuinely look terrible. So like your clients probably aren't going to be happy with that. You probably want to use a website building platform. And yeah. And then also even when it comes into getting to, I have a lot of students who are doing, and yourself included, like 10K, 15K projects, and they aren't custom coding and they're just like using the capabilities of the platform. So yes, it is possible. Like if I do have some students, however, who are like, they want to learn how to code and they're really like interested and excited by it. And I can say that was not me personally. Every time I tried to learn to code, I fell asleep on my keyboard. but anyway, some people are genuinely excited about it, in which case I'm like, heck yes, you go do that. That's great. And that can help you get into higher price projects. But again, I want to let you know that there's also other ways to get into higher price projects, which is not learning how to code. So yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point. Is it's more, in some ways, more about learning how to like find the right customers, present yourself, market yourself well, than like, it sounds a bit horrible, but like the fanciness of the end result.
Totally. Totally. Honestly. I had a conversation with another past student today and she was saying that she's also doing really like premium price projects. And she was talking about, like, in terms of getting these, like, really higher end projects, she's like, often it's about knowing people. And so, like, kind of starting to make, like, connections with other, like, business owners and stuff. And of course, I feel like sometimes when you say that, people are like, oh, well, I don't know people. It's like, well, just from running a business, you end up knowing people. Like, Michelle and I have chatted on the internet multiple times now over the past few years. And so, like, just over time of doing something in business, you're going to start meeting people. And that's how you, anyways, and that's also not the only way to get those higher price projects.
Definitely.
So there's definitely other methods as well. But anyways.
Yeah. So I feel like we touched on the code elephant in the room. I feel like the other thing that I hear people who've asked me about becoming a web designer was the design piece. If you are, like, you know, you think you have a bit of style, but you're not considering yourself a designer, you don't have that background, what do you say to that kind of concern?
Yes, great question. I do think that there is definitely, like, when I look back at my websites at the very beginning versus the things I can create now, they are two very different looks. So there are genuinely, like, best practices to design and websites specifically. And there's actually a lot more strategy in a website than I think a lot of people would imagine when you first think about website design. You don't really think so much about strategy, but there actually is a lot of, like, strategy. How do I get this visitor to do this, like, one thing on this website? How do I design it in a way that leads them to take that action, which I want them to take? So anyways, all I want to say is, like, you didn't come out of the womb knowing how to play piano. You didn't come out of the womb knowing how to ride a horse perfectly. You didn't know how to do amazing watercolor paintings. Like, those are all things that you learn. You didn't know how to play the cello, for example. But if you want to learn those things, you can learn those things. And learning website design is the exact same. So definitely there are tutorials, there are courses, there are a wide variety of educational books. Actually, there's some really good books. More about, I would say, general design principles rather than website design. Website design is something where, like, I do find that something online, like a course or a tutorial, is probably a lot better for you because it's more up to date, whereas books, you can learn general design principles, but you can't really learn the, like, website specific stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's such a visual, like, medium. Yes, it's really hard to abstractly learn that from a book. I have tried and it is very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are, let me put it this way, just like you learn anything else in life, you can also learn website design and design best practices. So
Yeah, because design, I think, is much more a craft than an art. Yeah. Even though it sounds really arty, like, it's a skill you practice and you learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I love that. So when we're thinking about, you know, people in your world who are starting to dip the toe in website design, I'm really curious what kinds of people, what kinds of personalities you see kind of generally gravitating to this, so that maybe our listeners can be like, oh, actually, that sounds like me.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so I don't know if personalities, like, I get a wide variety of, like, I don't know, introverts, extroverts, all these personalities for sure. Mm-hmm. I definitely find that my people are a lot of, they tend to fall in one of a few camps. So let's say one, new moms, very frequent. Like, I started my web design business in my 20s. And so, like, no kids or anything when I started the business. The reason I started the business was because, again, I'd moved abroad, wanted to digital nomad a little bit around the world. And so I expected, when I started teaching people how to be website designers, I expected I'd get a lot of other, like, I don't know, people with sort of international lives or, like, digital nomad dreams or whatever. But actually, it's a lot of new moms. And the reason for that is because you have a child and then you realize, oh, I don't actually want to commute in and out of the city for an hour every day. But this old job does not work with having a newborn or a child who's a toddler before school, or even once they are in school, you still want to spend more time with them. And so you realize maybe a 9-to-5 and the job I had before, unfortunately, let's be real, the world has not, you know, done great things for mothers yet. So until that day happens, we're just going to take things into our own hands and make better jobs for ourselves. So, yeah, so a lot of new moms as well, a lot of military spouses, interestingly, because they need to move every few years. And so even some other businesses, which would work for a lot of people, like photography business or something that is location specific. And then when you move, you have to go rebuild your client base again. Whereas with something like website design, you don't, like, you, no matter where, I've taken this business through, like, 4 countries at this point. So, and it does not impact the business when I have to move, which is really nice. So yeah, but and then in terms of age range, I think probably I think people of all ages actually become website designers. I find that my students mostly are between, let's say, like, 20 to 45 or something often, and tends to be female, because I guess that's roughly where I am. And so that seems to be close to me.
I mean, I encounter people of literally all walks of life in the web design kind of world, but I think particularly if you're looking to take on small business websites and create them yourself in a platform like Squarespace or Wix or Showit, that's like generally the demographic I think that makes sense. Otherwise, you tend to find people going hard into the development, the coding side. Which is just like another niche.
Exactly. I bet it's a lot of the guys who go into the like, oh, I want to work with huge corporations on like WordPress and really complicated things. I'm like, cool, you do you. I don't want to do that.
Yep. Oh, I love it. So, okay, we've got like new mom, our military spouse who is trying, you know, dipping the toe. They're going to show up to the boot camp. As they're kind of picturing what this website business can look like, do you mind sharing a little bit of like what's realistically possible for these people?
Definitely. Yep. Yep. So let's talk about typical website design pricing. So when, again, we're talking about every different platform will have slightly different pricings. The platforms which are a little bit more complicated, you would charge more money. For the ones that are easier, you charge a little bit less. So we're going to talk about Squarespace pricing here because that's what we're both familiar with. And so I would say that when you are like starting out as a designer, when you are, you know, doing your first few projects and everything, couple grand, I'm talking in US dollars, by the way, so convert accordingly.
I appreciate that.
So typically you're doing smaller websites for small businesses, and those tend to run, let's say like $2,500 to $3,000, I would say, is like the kind of like starting price point for websites. Then after you have a little bit of experience, you've got a bit of a portfolio going and everything, then my students typically raise their prices up more towards like the $5,000 mark. And again, this is like small websites, small businesses. Then often my students start going into, let's say like the 10K or even 10K plus actually pricing for a website. And so this is sometimes when you're adding on different deliverables, like sometimes they'll also be like, okay, cool, I'm going to do a little bit of graphic design and maybe we'll make you a logo as well for that price. Or maybe we're going to add an e-commerce store for that price. Or maybe we'll be adding some, I don't know, I'll be reviewing your copy for your website. That is also typical. Granted, I have seen actually students who do 10K plus websites, just the website. I also had the most incredible Lindsay. There's a past student named Lindsay, blew my mind with the thing that she put together. She she created a, she lived in Laguna Beach and she created like Laguna Beach Living. So it's like a blog and kind of like publication specific to Laguna Beach. And so then other people start coming after her being like, oh my God, I want to do that. Like, I want to be like the, like, I don't know, Nashville, Tennessee blogger or something, like show me how to set this up. So she does both the website design for these like city specific publications or blogs basically. And then she also teaches them a little bit how to like work with the local businesses, start generating revenue through this like thing. So it's kind of like a little bit like a very specific business in a box with the website. And so she's doing at least 15K plus for those types of projects. So she's kind of helping you build like the website and the business, if that makes sense. So anyway, so there is, it really ranges from like starting at like 2K up to like, I don't know, past 10, 15K for again, like more small business websites. And there is definitely a period of like time and skill progression that comes with moving up in those prices. And in terms of, to give you context on like, okay, cool, but like that amount of money, but how long is it going to take me to do that? So for myself personally, I would do website design projects in 2 weeks. So that is one client comes to me, I work with one client at a time and I just focus on them and I get their project done in 2 weeks. Now, a lot of designers will work with like 5, 6, 7 clients and the projects just go on for freaking forever. And it is so hard. I personally find it's so overwhelming, especially if I think about having children, like so overwhelming to just have all these like people and things needing me. So I was like, I just have one client at a time and that just makes my life like simplistic and I can just focus on them and everything. And so that's what I would do personally. I will also, if you do attend bootcamp, we're going to talk about one client at a time, pros and cons, what the other alternatives are, and honestly why you should probably just focus on one at a time because your life's going to be a lot easier. And honestly, I think your business will be significantly more profitable as well. Now, some of my students, they're like, hey, no, I got a full-time job or I got a few kids. And so I can't do 2 weeks. I'm going to do 3 weeks. And I'm like, cool, that's great. You do you. So I just like basically show my process and I'm like, take this and do what you will. Other students of mine, they're doing something called VIP designer day rates. And so that's where a client comes to you and you're like, sweet, you have me for 8 hours. I'm going to do like you basically make me a priority hit list of what you want, like edited or created or whatever. And I'm going to go ahead and work through from top to bottom that list. We might get through the whole thing. We might not get through the whole thing, but it's basically like buying your time for a day, which is also very like family life friendly as well, which is good.
Yeah, I think you can be quite creative in how you solve the puzzle of like the income you want, the life you have. What I think is really nice with the way you teach website design is that there is this very like, it's step A, step B, step C, and there's a process and you can kind of fit that in with your days, with your time. I don't think it has to be hopping on a call every single day. It doesn't have to be so deadline heavy if that's not something you can really cope with, which I very much appreciated as a new mom when I started my business too.
Myself too. I mean, also when I was starting my business, like I was in Europe. So I was like, cool, I want to travel Europe. Like, I don't want to be on calls every single day. And so I was definitely doing projects and like traveling at the same time. And so I would have like two calls in a project, which was like totally reasonable. So like one call per week. And I'm like, I can manage a call a week for 30 minutes, no problem. So yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest benefit and maybe the hardest thing for me to figure out about website design is it can be quite simple. I think it's one of the, I don't know, human tendencies that we want to make things more complicated because we want to earn that money. We want to like earn that reputation. And I think in a weird way, like learning all the complexities of like user design and like user experience and code, you realize actually at the core of it, it's just like trying to present information to people in an attractive way. We're just trying to get the client what they want in a regular deadline. It doesn't have to be as complicated. It can actually be quite simple. It's reining us in as the human behind it from overcomplicating things.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, I feel like we could talk about this for much longer because I absolutely love this. And you were such a big part of my like beginning journey. So I really do encourage anyone who's like, you know what? That does sound kind of interesting. That does sound like maybe if you're not thinking of being a web designer full on, but maybe you want to add in some web design to your VA work, to your copywriting, to your brand design, I really encourage you to check out the bootcamp. I go to them every year and I've not been offering web design services for a while. And I still find like I get little aha moments from them. So I really encourage everyone listening to check those out. Before I sign off, I would love to let everyone know how to learn more about you, hang out with you more. You make some amazing content. So please tell everyone where they can learn from you and hang out with you more.
Yes. So you can find me on my website at PaigeBrunton.com. And the other place where I hang out a lot these days is on YouTube. So if you search Paige Brunton, then you will find me on there. And I love creating content on there. I'm not really the Instagrammer, so I'm not really on Instagram. But if you like YouTube, then come hang out.
And Paige's blog, unsurprisingly, is pretty amazing. So if you do go down the rabbit hole of starting your website design journey, like that is a huge resource. So like keep her in your back pocket.
600, 700 posts on there at this point on how to run the business. It is a useful place.
Well, thank you so much, Paige, for joining me. And thank you everyone for listening in this week to Marketing Like a Mother. If you found value in the show today and want to support some fellow mompreneurs, we really appreciate a rating and telling a business friend about the show. We'll be back next week with more marketing tips for busy moms with businesses. Until then, take care.